Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
For Prestige Jayco, of course, our Australia's number one motorhome dealer. We're going to catch up with Hawthorn assistant coach Adam Uzo, who's down in the bowels of the MCG. Adam, thanks for joining us. Tom King, Ben Castagnoli and Mark Neild on the K-Rock call this afternoon. It's been a bizarre old week. I think we've asked the same question of every assistant coach and player, but how's it impacted the Hawthorn Football Club this week?
Yeah, it's obviously a different preparation leading into a game, knowing that there's going to be no one in the stand. So, the preparation leading up and training and meetings and so forth haven't been any different other than just making sure that they get ready to generate their own excitement and energy. So, a little bit different, but, the ground looks like it normally does. The grass is the same and the dimension is the same. So, hopefully our boys get out there and have a bit of fun.
Absolutely. Bit of excitement, obviously, among the playing group. I know he's played some Mars Series games and obviously thrown a couple of recruits on top of that. But Tom Mitchell will be back after missing all of last season. He is massive for your football club. And I suspect that's one thing that Clarko would have focused on this week about, welcoming back a guy that's given a lot to your footy club in recent years with a win.
Yeah, exactly. So he's been champing at the bit to get out there and play. So, he's a terrific leader for our footy club and he sets the standard in our... for our young midfielder, so to have him back out there, and we know that it might take him a little bit of time to get back to where he left off, but we're looking forward to him running around with a big smile on his face and enjoying being back out on the MCG.
Adam, how often are you sort of getting updates yourself about what's happening here? Trying to concentrate just on the footy and letting the club deal with that and provide that information to you, or have players and assistant coaches and coaches sort of got on the front foot and wanting to know all they can in terms of what's happening, not just with footy, but this is a whole lot bigger than just footy?
Yeah, well, we've obviously got day-to-day updates on where we're at, but for us it's just about how it's going to impact on our players and our staff. So we're just getting different updates on, for instance, the players aren't allowed to high-five each other and things like that. So they're things that we can control. So the things that are changing outside of that are changing by the minute. So it's pointless giving updates on that and stressing our players out. So we're just trying to get them to obviously get ready for a game, and if things change after that, we'll deal with that when it comes.
Are the players checked every day as they come into the facility, or how does it work just on a day-to-day level dealing with so many different people who have all come into the club from different regions and different backgrounds?
Well, whether they're checked, we just got another email today to just touch off on the fact that if you've got any symptoms, if you're feeling a little bit ill, just obviously talk to the doctor about it and report those feelings. So that's the only way we can get checked every day. So there's obviously going to be some signs that if you are feeling ill effects or whatever. So they're pretty strong and strict on if you have got any symptoms to report them, and so that if we feel like there's a need to go get checked, we will. So that's the only way we've been dealing with it.
Prestige Jayco, Bellarine Highway in Newcombe, speaking with Hawthorn assistant coach Adam Uzo. He's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
G'day Adam, good luck this afternoon.
Thanks mate.
Last year we know that you finished the season so well. I think you won six of your last eight or thereabouts, and there was a lot said at that time about how strong you were from a team defence point of view. And then with ball in hand, there was a lot said about how quickly you were moving the footy on, say, from a mark or a free kick. Now, in the off-season, assistant coaches such as yourself, led by Clarko as a head coach, you would have analysed last year within an inch of its existence. And sometimes there's tweaks to a game plan, or sometimes you just want to get better at what you were doing. Which camp does Hawthorn fall in there?
Well, we think that our team defence is something that we really hang our hat on. So that hasn't changed. So we feel that's a big strength of ours, and we obviously train that to the minute all pre-season. But as you said, late last year we tinkered with our game style a little bit. It wasn't a huge change, but we just thought about possession versus territory, and we just feel like the game's moving towards more of a territory game, and every team defence across the comp is getting stronger, so trying to pierce your way through is a lot harder. So there's obviously elements of our DNA that we can still try to do that, but then if we feel like we're getting shut down, we've got to be more realistic and happy to take a longer kick and try to get some territory. So we've been toying with that throughout the pre-season. We've seen some good signs, and we've seen some obvious signs that we can get better at. So we kept training both sides of the ball, but still the main focus for us is our team defence.
Oh, thanks for that. Terrific insight. Thank you very much. My next question is more, or was dedicated just to the individual players. And the fans haven't seen you play for a while. They saw a little bit of the Marsh series. And they're probably sitting here thinking, okay, each year there seems to be a player or a couple of players that take that next step. And a lot of it started in pre-season with some really strong ones. They didn't miss much of it. Who are the players at Hawthorn that may have captured your eye that may be possible to take that next step this season?
Well, one of them's not available this weekend, and that's Mitch Lewis. So he tweaked his ankle in our last Marsh series game. So he showed some really good signs late last year. So he's a standard. He's an obvious one for us that we're looking for some big things from. And the other one that I thought took a massive step last year and just started to believe that he belonged in the team was Tim O'Brien. So early last year we played him down back, and he held that spot for the first half of the season, but then we threw him forward for the last three or four games, and it just looked like he belonged in our front end. So he's going to... I feel that he's someone that hopefully you can see that he's got a bit of a presence and understands that he can play the game. So, there are a couple of our tall forwards that we think that can take the next step this year.
Before we let you go, Adam, McAvoy start back?
Yeah, he will. Yeah, so we like what we saw late last year, and it's going to be different games that we're going to have to toy with different things. But the team we're playing today play with three tall forwards that we feel like he's got a good matchup against. And at any stage, we feel it's a pretty easy fix if we need a change and throw him into the ruck during the game. So we've done that in the Mars series, but initially and all preseason, he's trained down back. So we're liking what we're seeing, and we're happy for him to do that.
James Warple's going to have to adjust. He obviously last year made the most of no Tom Mitchell, won the best and fairest, but does that change his dynamic a little bit?
Oh, only a little bit. Like, I think he'd be pretty happy that the focus will be on a Brownlow medalist and not him winning the BNF. So it should actually help his footy. And in saying that, he's trained the house down, and his attitude's been terrific. So Warple has the ability to go forward and kick a goal. So he's a strong kid and doesn't mind getting to the goal square every now and then. So, he's hopefully this year he might actually have less possession, but he might be just as influential for us in different areas of the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. Adam, great to talk with you. We wish you the best of luck for the season, however long that may last, and also for this afternoon in what should be an entertaining game of footy. Really appreciate your time.
No worries, guys. Thanks a lot.
Adam Uzay joining us from down in the Hawthorn rooms, of course, thanks to Prestige Jayco. Prestige Jayco, visit the range of new and used caravans, camper trailers, expanders, J-pods, pop-tops and motorhomes with the Spence family out there, of course, on the Bellarine Highway at Newcombe.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.